let's face it, we've been programmed to believe that happiness is something we get when good things come our way, when the blessing flows into us. Problem is that it's just not true. The joy and contentment we've been looking for only happens when the blessing flows outwards from us to others. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about that sort of a change of direction from a different perspective. I've told this story, I think, once before on the program a few years ago, so if you've heard it, well, tough. Isn't it funny how with your favourite song, you're happy to hear it again and again on the radio? But you hear some guy speaking instead of singing, and they tell the same story, the one you heard like 6 years ago or something, and you go, I've heard him tell that one before. So humour me, here is the story. It's about the first time I used satellite navigation in a car. I'd flown from Sydney to London, and we had an unscheduled four-hour delay at our stopover in Singapore, some weak excuse about the plane being broken or something like that. So instead of landing into London mid-afternoon in the daylight, it was like pitch black and raining by the time I picked my hire car up at Heathrow Airport. Now, fortunately, for a few extra pounds, I could hire a sat-nav unit for the car because I was driving up to the Midlands, which, given the traffic and the weather, was like, I don't know, a 3.5-hour drive. I had absolutely no idea how to get there, but the friendly woman at the hire car place punched my destination address into the sat-nav unit and told me how to use it, and off I went. Now, the British are pretty clever at this. They have rather long postcodes which define not only the town, but actually the street and the street number. So all she had to do was to punch this code, this number, into the sat-nav. I forget how many digits it was, and hey presto, I was on my way. Great stuff. But about an hour and a half into the trip, I started to get really worried. It's the first time I've driven in England. And compared to Australia, they have lots and lots of freeways. In Australia, there's like one road between Sydney and Melbourne, and we don't have too many of those major cities either. In the UK, there are a lot of cities, there are a lot of roads, there are a lot of intersections on the freeways. I mean, what if she punched one or even two wrong numbers into that clever little sat-nav unit? That's what I was worrying about. I mean, it's a really clever little thing. It tells you where to turn, when left, when right, third exit from the roundabout, all good stuff. But this clever, efficient little unit could well be taking me to a completely different part of the country if she punched the wrong numbers in. I remember when the thought hit me. It was kind of a panic attack. I'm in this foreign land. I don't know where I'm going. What if she's got me heading in the wrong direction? I didn't know any of the city or place names on the signs, so I simply had no idea whether I was in the right place or not. So I pulled over, I stopped, I checked, and yeah, fortunately, she had in fact punched in the right numbers, and I was going in the right direction, and eventually, sometime around midnight, I got there. Fantastic. But when you think about it, we make choices in life. We head in the direction that we head in life based rather a lot on the way in which we've been programmed to function. Our parents, our teachers, our experiences, our selfishness, our capitalism, desires, all those things somehow, little by little, end up putting us on a certain road heading in a certain direction. And when we come to intersections and roundabouts and forks in the road of life, we choose based on what? Well, it turns out we're a little bit like that clever little sat-nav unit in my car. We choose based on how we've been programmed over the course of our lives. So what if you're heading in the wrong direction? Have you ever thought about that? Well, there's a very obvious consequence if you are. If you're heading in the wrong direction in life, you aren't going to arrive at the place that you're wanting to, that you were hoping to, that you were expecting to. This week on the program, we're asking the question each one of us, am I a blessing or am I a burden? Am I an asset or am I a liability? Am I a problem solver or am I the problem? And a lot of it has to do with the direction that we're headed in. Not just a slight shift for most of us, but a profound shift, a radical shift, a 180-degree change in direction is required. Whatever you may think of him, this man Jesus, a couple of thousand years ago, said some really profound things. One of them was this. He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Just a few small words, but in them is the power to make that 180-degree shift. And it's not an easy one to make. We all know that turning a big ship around from steaming ahead north full throttle to heading south isn't something you do in a few hundred yards or metres. If a big ship is powering ahead north, it can take miles for it to slow down and turn around and head south. Our lives are like that. Because the idea that all the blessings should flow into us and then we'll be happy, it's so seductive, it's so powerful. We are heading in that direction full steam. It's been programmed into us, much like that little address code was plugged into the sat-nav. The problem with this direction, the idea that blessing flows inwards, is that it doesn't get us to where we want to be. We get to the destination, and the sense of happiness and contentment and fulfillment that we were expecting by making ourselves the centre of the universe, they're just not there. Now, I know that because I spent a lot of my life heading in that direction, and chances are you know it too, because you've tried it and it hasn't worked. We want it to work. I mean, we really, really do want it to work, but wanting isn't enough. Because it is a fundamental law of the universe that when we spend all our effort, time and money and talents trying to make ourselves happy, we'll never be happy. Listen again to the profound shift of direction in what Jesus said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In other words, when we change the direction of the flow of blessing from inward to outward, that's when we experience the happiness and the contentment that we've been looking for. Any parent who has struggled and sacrificed to bring up children can tell you that. Because there's nothing more satisfying, I mean nothing, than when we're able to use who we are and what we have to leave a lasting mark of love and encouragement and achievement and blessing on the heart of another. Hey, blessing's awesome. If it flows out of us, we are indeed a blessing. If we want it to always flow into us, then I have to tell you, we're going to be a burden. Can I tell you, the Bible is replete with scriptures that speak about this very thing. Yet scores of people are being robbed of the sheer delight and the joy that comes when we bless others because someone's punched the wrong destination into them. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Galatians 5, 13-14. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in this. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. John chapter 13, verses 12-14. When he'd washed their feet and put his outer garments back on, he said to them, don't you understand what I've done? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Hey, that's just a few of those scriptures. There are lots more. And not because God wants to make us slaves, but because he knows how we function. He made us, and he wants us to be free. And freedom is this. It's when we're using who we are and what we have to love others by serving them. And it's then that we discover that as all this blessing flows downward from God and outward through us to others, our hearts light up with this joy that all along we've been looking for. Jesus was right. It really is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, how come I didn't think of that? We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.